This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Thank you for listening all around the world, all across the United States of America. Again, thank you for listening to the program. We have power-packed information, power-packed data about not some fantasy, not some pseudo-psychic prediction, not some false prophecy of what is going to come. We have fact-based, rational, logical analysis that is a merger of two streams. One stream is our God-given intellects, our brains, our logic, our reason, our analytical abilities, and the other stream that flows into being able to compose a coherent picture of the future is the fact that if the Spirit of God lives inside of you, and I'm asking you a question, by the way. If the Spirit of God lives inside of you, that Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and the Spirit of truth will resonate with external or any other voice of truth. So if somebody's walking around and proclaiming all these truths and these phenomenal stories, you have to evaluate them. Nowhere in the Bible, by the way, does it say that you're simply to lay down like a speed bump and wait for a fully loaded F-250 Ford to roll over you. I mean, that's not discernment. That's like stupidity personified. You are to discern the spirits. What does that imply? That implies that in this world that we live in, which is a fallen world, you have to discern the spirits. The meaning there is very simple. It means that you have to make a judgment call regarding whether the spirits that you're hearing from, talking through an individual, talking through a book, talking through a pastor, talking through a religious leader or a thinker or whatever, you have to ask yourself the question, is that voice motivated by, energized by, guided by, conceived by which kind of spirit? Because we know, for starters, that there are basically two kinds of spirits in the earth realm or planet earth. So we live in a fallen world where there are two kinds of spirits, and they are in an all-out spiritual war with one another. Okay, now this is just the basics. So to discern the spirit means we need to make the decision based on a number of factors, and one of those factors would be the authoritative Word of God, or rightly dividing or correctly interpreting the Word of God. We employ that resource, and then we apply it to whether or not we're trying to decide whether this spirit or that spirit is of God. Because we know, again, because we have a biblical worldview and not a humanistic worldview, if you have a biblical worldview, what does that mean? Well, a biblical worldview is just a fancy term for saying you're living your life on the foundation of the truth of God's word. And the truth of God's word speaks to a massive spectrum of just about everything to do with life. So when we discern the spirits, we are making the decision, and we're making an evaluation as to whether or not that voice, that book, that philosopher, that speaker, or whatever, whether or not they are motivated by, energized by a demonic spirit, a fallen spirit, fallen angel, or are they motivated by the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Now, any person who's alive, you're basically in two camps. You can argue about it till the cows come home. And I don't know very much about cows because I grew up in New York City. But you could argue about it till the cows come home. People fit into two basic categories. There are those people who have, with a decision of their will, they have made the decision to reject voices, ideas, beliefs, messages, teaching, ideas, philosophies. They've made the deliberate choice to reject all of that information, data, and input, not because it's not true, but because they personally, they subjectively disagree with it. So they're not arguing against it because it's not true. They're arguing against it because they don't like it. So the basis of their argument is a subjective one. They subjectively do not like the content that's being presented to them, and therefore they rebel against it. Now that category of discerning the spirits would lead you inevitably to believe that if you discern the spirits in the area that I just mentioned, you come up with the conclusion that those spirits that are antagonistic to the Word of God, antagonistic to the Holy Spirit, those spirits that are welcoming of demonic influence, welcoming towards what would be called the spirit of Antichrist. Now, when I say the spirit of Antichrist, I'm not talking about the Antichrist per se, capital A, because that is a particular singular figure in God's biblical prophetic history. We have the man of sin, also known as the Antichrist, who is right now, as we speak, is leading a revolution in the invisible realm, and he has assembled one third of the angels, the fallen angels, to join with him in a coup d'etat or a massive rebellion against God. And this is an all-out war that we're involved in. Now, many people don't believe in the war. Many people don't understand that we're in the war. And then you would be in arbitrarily, let's just say hypothetically, you would be like in a third or fourth category all of your own. And that would be the category of an imbecile. Because only an imbecile could look at this world and look at the fierce opposition between good and evil and come up with the conclusion that there is no spiritual war going on. So if we're discerning the spirits, that it basically breaks down into two camps of spirits. There is the demons, the fallen angels, the principalities and powers, the various rankings of demons, and that would be those spirits that are in rebellion from God. They are under the service of Lucifer, and they are leading a satanic revolution against God in our time period known as the last days. And they are waging an all-out war with God. So when we discern the spirits, there are one-third of the spirits could be categorized as fallen angels. So one-third of the spirits have rebelled against God. One-third of the spirits are waging war against God. So one-third of all the fallen angels, all the demons, all the spirits, one-third of them collectively are waging an all-out war with God and energizing and employing human beings in the process. Now, historically, sociologically, analytically, we call that movement the spirit of Antichrist. Again, the spirit of Antichrist is not the same as the Antichrist, who represents a singular figure in human history who rises in the last days with the help of the false prophet and is all about conquering planet Earth for Lucifer or Satan in the last days. So when we discern the spirits, based on the data given to us, we discern whether or not these spirits, these fallen angels, these demons, these principalities and powers, we discern whether or not they are of God or whether or not they are of Satan or Lucifer. They're in one of two potential camps. So when you strip away all the veneer of the world system that we live in, when you strip away all the accoutrements, the Las Vegas dazzle-razzle type stuff, when you strip all that away, you come down to the raw fact that right now, as we're speaking together, there is an all-out war raging on planet Earth as we move closer and closer to the last days. And this all-out war is being conducted by those demons, fallen angels, and spirits that are energized and motivated by the spirit of Antichrist. And they're engaged in a lifelong life and death struggle with the angels of God, the angelic armies, the individuals, the people that have chosen to serve God and reject Satan and his influence. So that's where we are. And it doesn't matter whether you like it or I like it. That's your opinion, by the way, or the opinion of your friends, or the opinion of some Marxist college professor from Harvard or Yale or wherever. Their opinion means absolutely nothing in this equation. It means nothing, because what we're talking about is a comparison of the truth that God has given us in his word, and we're comparing the truth that God has given us in his word with the fleeting, impotent opinions of self-impressed, self-important men and women who have become deluded. It's like they don't get it, but they're under a spell. They're under a delusion. And even in the so-called Christian church, you have large numbers of so-called Christians that are in a condition of what's called spiritual apostasy, or the great falling away of people who call themselves Christians, the great falling away of Christians that are within the church. They claim to be Christians, those that are within the church, but in reality, they are in total rebellion from the Word of God. So when we analyze this great spiritual warfare that we're in, part of our analysis has to include the reality that not only do we have an all-out war between the demons and the fallen angels, etc., but we have an all-out war inside the so-called Bible-believing church, an all-out war that consists of what is known as the great apostasy, or the great falling away from the truth by those people who claim to be Christians but are really not Christians. Okay, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. We got a lot of stuff for you. We're going to take a deep dive into artificial intelligence, AI-driven people, AI-controlled people, people whose emotions are controlled by AI, people whose belief systems, philosophies, analytical abilities, all that are covertly being controlled by AI computer systems. And this keeps evolving, if you will, day after day and year after year. But more importantly, we're going to show you with facts, not my opinion. I don't come on the air and give you my opinion. I give you statements that are based on scientific facts and scientific truths. And I give you data which is built on the foundation of what is really happening factually in this world that we live in. And right now, the human race is in a crossover mode. It is moving in a massive global paradigm shift where the very concept of what does it mean to be human is being called under question. Because there are radical transhumanist leaders, so-called intellectuals, radical transhumanist leaders that are hell-bent on leading the human race into a brave new world that is so radically different than the world we once knew. And this brand new world is in the process of creating a brand new species, if you will, of people, except this brand new species of people are horribly defective. They're horribly defective because their DNA, their genetic code, does not come from human DNA, which is created by God. Their DNA or their genetic code is in fact created by transhumanist scientists, and it is purely artificial humanistic DNA or synthetic genetic codes. So now, while you and I are talking, while the globe is spinning, a new race of entities or beings has risen all around us. And most people are completely unaware of the rising of this kind of individual. They don't even know that it exists, quite frankly. But it does exist. A brand new entity, a brand new being has arisen on planet Earth. And this is a being that is created not from the DNA of God, not from the genetic code of God. These entities are actually created artificially. They are created synthetically. And what we now have on planet Earth competing, listen carefully, listen very, very carefully. These entities are competing right now for the total control and domination of the human race. And so this new race of beings are known as synthes, S-Y-N-T-H-I-E-S. They're known as synthes, which is an acronym for synthetic human beings. They're not real human beings because they're devoid of any real human being DNA. And of course, human being DNA that is legitimate and not artificial has to be created from the DNA of God, has to be created from the genetic code of God. And if it's not, then it is not a real, valid human being. Instead, it's a counterfeit human being. It's a synthy, a synthetic human being, an artificial human being, and in short, a synthetic human being. It's an artificial, you can't even call it a man or a woman, because technically it's not a man or a woman. It's a synthetic entity. So now on Earth, in addition, we have numerous population groups on planet Earth. So now on planet Earth, we have men and women who are created out of the image of God, synthes or synthetic human beings. We have artificial human beings created artificially in a laboratory or synthetically out of a laboratory. And they are competing for the control and domination of the human race. And in the invisible realm, there is an all-out war going on for the total control of planet Earth at this particular moment. And the viciousness of this war for the nature of humanity is unparalleled in human history. Now, in addition to the synthetic human beings versus the legitimate human beings, in addition to that, we have extraterrestrial or interdimensional beings, which would be beings that have fallen angel DNA, demonic DNA, principality and power DNA, and these entities are also synthetic human beings because they are the byproduct of Lucifer's counterfeit creation. And a war is going on planet Earth, and there's a timer on the expiration date of the war, and the timer is telling us through what Jesus Christ called the signs of the times, the timer is telling us that time is running out for mankind. Because there is, and there's no other word for it, but there is a conspiracy among men, a conspiracy that consists of the highest levels of men and women, the richest and wealthiest families, the globalist elite families, and other elite human families. And then there are those families that claim to be Illuminati bloodline families. And these entities are the spawn of Satan. And they are conspiring with their vast wealth and power. They are conspiring to complete their revolution on planet Earth, to create their long, long-awaited New World Order, to create their Mystery Babylon system, to create their one world government, their one world religion, and their one world economic system, which will culminate in the rise of a singular individual who will be the dictator of planet Earth, also known as the Antichrist, and he will take control of planet Earth along with the false prophet. He will dominate and control planet Earth with demons and fallen angels and synthetic human beings, and planet Earth will all of a sudden be crowded with an influx of very strange entities and beings, some that come from other dimensions, extraterrestrials, and some that come from, some that come from other planets, extraterrestrials, and some that come from other dimensions or interdimensional creatures. So we're going to dig and do a deep dive in all of this because you're living, whether you know it or not, you're living smack dab in the middle of it. Be sure to visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And buy the books that will give you the power to dig deeper into these various scenarios. And you can do that and get the books at a special giant discount right now. Go to paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And I promise you, we will literally crack open your mind, not to harm you, not to freak you out. But if you're frozen in a petrified state of consciousness, which would be a form of stagnation, like frozen water can be like stagnant. If you're in frozen stagnation and warring against the truth, sometimes the only way to set you free from your prison as an ice king or an ice queen, the only way to set you free from your prison is to, with extreme velocity and extreme power, hit the frozen body that you inhabit and crack the real you open from its frozen state and set you free from its frozen prison, so that you might come back to life again. Because right now you're frozen. And being frozen means you're an ice prisoner. And as an ice prisoner, you do not have the capacity to perceive reality correctly. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And remember that the key to all of this The key to all of this is to acquire knowledge, because knowledge gives you power. This is the Paul McGuire Report. On Paul McGuire, where truth is the most important thing, because truth is what, only truth is what sets you free. So in any realm, so like mathematics, philosophy, economics, science, biology, neuropsychiatry, you name it, historical analysis, the study of the Word of God, whatever category you're delving into, it is only the truth that will set you free. So you can have the most convoluted, upside down, flat line, you know, theory that's humanly possible. But if it's not built and integrated on the truth, it is impotent, it is powerless, and it will always disintegrate. It will always crumble. You see, this is the problem with America right now. And America is in a big problem. You've noticed that, right? And the heart of the problem, and let me not be misunderstood by committing the sin of being deliberately vague or committing the sin of being politically correct. I have no desire to be politically correct or to be vague, especially among those who claim to be Christians or evangelical Christians or whatever. Why? Because if you're claiming to be a teacher and a proclaimer of the truth, like a Bible teacher or an evangelist or whatever, we are judged according to a higher standard than the ordinary person. We're required to faithfully deliver the message. So only the truth sets you free. This is why when you have somebody, male, female, or whatever, standing in the pulpit, and they're preaching error, they're preaching false doctrine, or they're not preaching sound doctrine, it is radioactively dangerous, because it will have seismic implications to towns, communities, families, individuals, nations all over the world. And unfortunately, within this so-called evangelical church, we have the most dangerous virus that we face now, the most dangerous outbreak that we face now, is nothing that is made in a laboratory in Wuhan, China, or allegedly Fort Detrick, Maryland, and other alleged centers of biological warfare materials. That's not the greatest threat that we face. The greatest threat that we face is the threat of the spread of a spiritual pandemic, a spiritual virus, which can spread like lightning from nation to nation, from person to person. But this kind of virus, this kind of spiritual pandemic or spiritual virus, has the latent capacity of wiping out billions of people, because it will bend and shape their minds with a devastating force and a devastating power that is so stealth-like that as it eats away and erodes the minds of the people that it has infected, they don't even understand that they have indeed been infected. They're clueless. They're oblivious to the fact that they have been infected with a deadly, deadly spiritual virus that, if it continues to grow and spread in their body and spread from person to person, it will eventually lead to billions of people not being saved, because there's a barrier between these people and their potential salvation. And that barrier is the lack of truth, because it's only the truth that sets you free. See, this is hardball. This is the way it is. This is not Mary Poppins time, okay? And I need your help, by the way. I'm not playing games. I'm not playing games. And that means I need you to join with me. But I think a more appropriate way of saying this would be, not I need you to join with me, because that's almost a human appeal. The deeper appeal is, God is calling you to join with me and enter into this spiritual war. And in order to win this spiritual war, I must absolutely have your intercessory prayers. I must absolutely have your donations and contributions and financial gifts. I must absolutely have your volunteerism. You got to join with me in the fight against rigging. I'm telling you, people are underestimating the devastating power of AI rigging and how it is reshaping first the landscape of the internet, but the byproduct of the reshaping of the landscape of the internet is the reshaping of the human mind, the reshaping of children, men, women, the reshaping of society as a whole. And once you reshape society as a whole and make it no longer in the image of God, but in the image of Satan, you have created, or those that are in power have intentionally created, a satanic society. And that is their goal. And they're moving full speed ahead with very little resistance. But you know, the Bible says over and over again, it only takes a remnant to rise up in obedience, to take a stand in obedience. And if a righteous remnant takes a stand in obedience, they can drive back the armies of hell. And what we need more than anything else in our time period, we need men and women who call themselves Christians, who will listen to the Lord when he speaks to them, and they will stand and rise when Christ calls upon them, and they will obey the Lord, and they will stand against the armies of hell. And not only will they rise and stand against the armies of hell, they will, in obedience to Jesus Christ and in a constant receiving of the download of God's power through his Spirit, they will not only resist the armies of hell, but they will drive the armies of hell from our land, America, other lands. They will drive the armies of hell out of our school systems, our media. They will drive the armies of hell in every sector of society. And when this happens, there will be a shaking that will almost seem violent, except we're not preaching violence. We're preaching law-abiding and peaceful transformation, because it's a spiritual warfare. So I'm asking you to join with me. And I'm asking you, quite simply, that when the Lord's to ask the Lord, seek the Lord in prayer, ask the Lord what to do. And whatever it is the Lord tells you to do in terms of making a contribution or giving or making a donation or praying or volunteering or whatever God tells you to do, whatever God puts on your heart, I'm asking you to obey him as if your very life and your family's life and your nation's life depended on it. Because, my dear friends, it really does depend on it. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. You can donate and contribute and get books and everything else securely, electronically, and you need to jump on it. The hour is late. There are things on the planning board we're going to go into, we're going to reveal, that will stun you. And what I have coming up in a couple of seconds is data and information that will literally blow your mind. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Help me by spreading this message far and wide. Become part of this righteous remnant. This is Paul McGuire, and you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. All right, artificial intelligence keeps, I don't like the word evolve, but when talking about artificial intelligence, it's a cybernetic mechanism. And I had a different childhood than most of you, okay? This isn't bragging, it's just a matter of fact. I had a different childhood. I was exposed to a massive amount of data, information, culture, science, and all kinds of things that most people were not exposed to. It doesn't make me better than anybody, but I'm not going to lie about my life experience. So I came from a family of readers and thinkers and debaters and professional artists who painted, you know, abstract paintings and modern art, and the guy who designed, it's been many years since I've been to the Museum of Natural History in Manhattan, across the street from Central Park. And when you go there, you see a gigantic, gigantic whale hanging from the ceiling. And it's quite spectacular to look at this giant whale, like suspended in space, hanging from the ceiling. Well, to give you an idea of the kinds of people my family's friends were, the gentleman, whose name will be remain unnamed, he was the guy who designed that giant whale that hangs seemingly from space in the center of the Museum of Natural History. It's famous all over the world, this gigantic whale. That was his profession. And he had a large office at the Museum of Natural History, and he created these types of things. And many other people who were friends of my parents, one guy was a very famous artist, and his artwork was huge in scope. So due to a number of factors, he acquired a great deal of wealth, and so one of his paintings was painted on the side of a very, very large, not like, you know, middle class large, not like suburb large, not even like ranch large. He painted on the side of his house, which was extremely large, and it was about three stories, not conventional stories, the stories were bigger than that. It was about three stories high, but the entire side of his house, which is very difficult to describe in physical size because it was so beyond the normal physical size of most houses, he would paint paintings that fill. He would use the side of his house as a canvas, and then he would also paint canvases of that magnitude and scope and size, these gigantic panoramic abstract art paintings that were massive in size, just massive. And you know, in the average person's life, you might meet an artist or whatever, and they paint relatively small pieces of art. Well, everything in my childhood, not everything, but many things in my childhood were larger than life in so many ways, in intellect, in knowledge, in creativity, in science, in economics, and all kinds of things. So my mind was programmed to think on a very high level, to analyze, to perceive all kinds of things that regular, you know, everyday people, and that's really what we were. We were regular everyday people, except we happened to be fortunate enough to turn on all the switches in our brains. So it opened up the universe from our home in New York City. The whole universe opened up to me. And so I was the kind of nerdy kid who had a massive laboratory in his bedroom. I had I mean, I did crazy stuff that your average kid didn't do. I fired three-story rockets in deserted playgrounds in urban neighborhoods and put a mouse in the head compartment of the rocket. Look, that's enough. I bugged my sister's. I had three sisters. I bugged their rooms at a very young age. I put microphones in their rooms, and I ran a hidden wire to my room where I had an amplifier and tape recorder, and I would monitor. Not because I'm a pathologically sick guy, but just for kicks. So anyway, enough of that. It was a larger-than-life. Okay, so understanding what's coming at us now is not difficult for me. It's kind of like second nature to me because of what my childhood prepared me for. One of the things I did as a very young kid, I studied and heard about the science of chirogenics, and there was a chirogenics movement, and men like Dr. Timothy Leary, who sadly to say was like a hero of mine, as a young boy. And so I carried out my own amateur chirogenic experiments. And chirogenics, men and women, they invested money in creating a chamber deep underground in a laboratory where they would freeze their bodies and their minds. And with the ambition of putting themselves in a kind of suspended animation state, and that at a particular date in the future, like 100 years in the future or whatever, they believe that technology will have advanced so far that they could be brought back to life when our technology finally caught up. They could be brought back to life, and through the science of chirogenics, they would be like in a state of suspended animation, and then maybe 100 years in the future or whatever, they would be brought back to life. So I created my own chirogenics experiments where I would take plants, inject the plants with hypodermic needles, and the substance in the hypodermic needle was alcohol. And then I would put it in the freezer section in the refrigerator, and I would completely freeze the plant and preserve the plant. And the idea was that in a year from then, I would be able to, through chirogenics, I would be able to bring the plant back to life and, you know, carry out my own amateur chirogenics experiment, which I entered into the school science. I was always entering in these really weird experiments into the science fairs at the schools. Anyway, enough on that. But it prepared my mind to understand science fiction-like concepts. So here I'm reading an article from Mojmir Babacek, writing for Global Research. And the article is entitled AI Systems, which manipulate the human nervous system, thoughts, emotions, perceptions, and derogate fundamental human rights. So what she's warning about in this article is that artificial intelligence systems now have the power to manipulate on a wireless basis. AI systems can manipulate the human nervous system through wireless electromagnetic frequencies. And in the process, AI now has the power to manipulate and control and shape and form our thoughts, emotions, perceptions. And the warning is that these dangerous AI systems will instantaneously destroy human rights on a level beyond anything that you can think of. because you have no human rights when your thoughts are not your own, when your emotions are not your own, when your perceptions are not your own. You are taking a hammer and you are shattering every last vestige of so-called human rights. Human rights cannot coexist with an electronic totalitarian dictatorship that can control every part of your mind, your psychological being, your emotions, your memories, your thoughts, from a distance, from a satellite, using specific electromagnetic frequencies. And so it's a warning, because this technology is here and it's being used now. So what we have now, and I need you to track with me on this, because when you process the implications of what this research is suggesting, it is nightmarish. So, on December 9th, 2023, the European Parliament published a press release. This is the crowd that wants the Great Reset. This is the globalist elite. This is Klaus Schwab. This is the World Economic Forum. And so before the European Parliament, just a couple of months ago, they published a press release where it stated that it reached a political deal with the Council of the European Union on a bill to ensure AI in Europe is safe, respects fundamental rights and democracy. The future bill is supposed to ban AI systems which manipulate human behavior to circumvent their free will. Okay, that sounds very noble, very humanistic, very altruistic. It sounds ethical, humane, humanistic. It sounds virtuous on every level. Except when you think about it, when in the history of mankind has there ever been an available technology, available power, and available military might, in available chemicals, chemistry? When in human history has there ever been a time where technology and science and these type of things were developed, and they had the potential of unleashing unbelievable danger upon the human race? When in the history of mankind has mankind ever failed to actually pull the trigger, implement, release these hellish technological and scientific forces on mankind in the most brutal and horrific ways? And the answer is very simple. If you know diddly squat about history, it should be obvious to you that there has never been a time, there has never ever been a time in human history when mankind has not failed to completely release the most horrific, the most Dr. Frankenstein type of technologies on their fellow man. Every time a new technology is developed, every single time without exception, when new technologies are developed, these new technologies are used, they are utilized, they are unleashed, they are released on mankind in the most brutal and horrific ways. That is the lesson of history, and those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So all these noble proposals about how we will only use AI for good, charitable, humane purposes is total garbage. It's total rot. There will be no restraint. The gates of hell will be opened on mankind. I mean, just think, in recent weeks, the release of the movie Oppenheimer, and Oppenheimer was one of my childhood, I wanted to be a nuclear physicist, so I knew all about Oppenheimer when I was a kid. And Oppenheimer was the father of the atomic bomb, and he headed up a secret government project known as the Manhattan Project, where they created and detonated the world's first hydrogen bomb, the world's first nuclear bomb. They detonated it in the middle of nowhere in the desert of New Mexico. And that ominous picture of a fireball from hell, of a brilliant orange-red light, a ball of nuclear Holocaust fire, detonates in the form of a mushroom cloud in the middle of the desert, and for endless miles all around it. It flattens houses, it dissolves houses, it kills people 10, 20, 30 years later because they're infected with radiation. That's just one example among thousands of examples of technologies that, despite all the treaties and the attempts by scientists to rein it in every single case, the forces of hell reined nothing in. They were all tested. They were all unleashed on mankind. And that's the lesson of history. So this pompous declaration of how we the European Union pledges to not experiment with these deadly scientific technologies, their pledge, their commitment to peace and human decency, it means nothing. Do you understand me? It means absolutely nothing. All through history, all of these pledges for decency, for humanity, for ethics, for world peace, century after century, year after year, all of those pledges, without exception, have been viciously violated, and the worst horrors imaginable have been regularly released upon mankind. That's the truth of history, and if you don't learn from the truth of history, you're a fool. Okay. So, the spectrum, the echo chamber of truth. There is so much truth in this so-called promise to act humanely that it ricochets like a infinite echo chamber of the sound of truth just reverberating across space and time, telling us that the truth is the exact opposite. What the truth tells us, what historical truth tells us, is that in every single case that mankind developed weaponized technology and sciences, in every single case, those weapons were used on our fellow human beings, and also our fellow human beings right here in the United States of America and all across the world. There has never, listen to me, there has never been a brief reprieve. There has never been a moment in time where mankind has not fully experimented in the most draconian, Frankenstein-like ways upon its fellow man. History tells us that if we have the technology and science that can destroy and mutilate, we always use it. We always use it. That's the truth of history, not the fantasy of history. Okay. Quote, artificial intelligence systems used to influence the outcome of election. Listen to see, look and see and read and learn. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Look, see, and read based on facts about how the abuse of science and technology not only is like atomic bombs and biological warfare and pandemics and nuclear missiles, but see how it seeps its way like an open sewer into every crevice of society, that our science and technology that was designed to destroy inevitably infiltrates every little category of society, pollutes it, destroys it, and corrupts it in the most disgusting ways. And here's one way among many. So they want to pass a bill. Big deal. The future bill is supposed to, quote, ban AI systems that manipulate human behavior to circumvent their free will. So your free will is going to be manipulated externally by technology, and you will no longer have free will. You will be dominated by the brute totalitarian force of an electronic dictatorship or a scientific dictatorship. That is how the game goes. Let's continue on. They gathered together with the basically impotent human rights organizations. They attempted to, well, let's read the preparatory document of the European Parliament. Quote, "The placing on the market, putting into service, or use of certain AI systems with the objective to or the effect of materially distorting human behavior, whereby physical or psychological harms are likely to occur, should be forbidden." Okay, well, that's a great pontification. That's a great, you know, announcement, like from the Vatican. I mean, you know, it's just impeccable in its majesty and pseudo holiness. But they will not stick to it. You need to know history. They're not going to stick to their commitment. They already broke their commitment, and they will break every commitment because man is fallen. Okay. According to the press release, the deputies also agreed on clear obligations with respect to AI systems used to influence the outcome of elections and voter behavior. So this is all pompous. You know what? They're pledging that they are going to ban all AI systems, which are already in place, by the way. All AI systems will be banned, they say, that influence and manipulate human behavior regarding elections. According to the press release, the deputies also agreed on clear obligations with respect to AI systems used to influence the outcome of elections and voter behavior. No one and no place elaborated on those issues. In a reply to the petition, several representatives and a member of the World Human Rights Organizations, the chair of the Committee on Petitions of the European Parliament, Dolores Montserrat, quoted the preparatory document of the EP, which stated, quote, "The placing on the market, putting into service or use of certain AI systems with the objective to or the effect of materially distorting human behavior, whereby physical or psychological harms are likely to occur, should be forbidden." Well, of course it should be forbidden, but it's not going to be forbidden. "This limitation should be understood to include..." Now, when you read what they're talking about, fix this in your mind. This is not a future nightmare daydream. This has already happened. This technology and science is already in place. It's already being utilized. Okay, so let's continue. "The placing on the market, putting into service or use of certain AI systems with the objective to the effect of materially distorting human behavior, whereby physical or psychological harms are likely to occur, should be forbidden. The limitation should be understood to include neurotechnologies assisted by AI systems that are used to monitor, use, or influence neural data or neurological or brain data gathered through brain-computer interfaces insofar as they are materially distorting the behavior of a natural person in a manner that causes or is likely to cause the person significant harm." Significant harm. Significant harm. "Those statements both address and hide the feasibility of mass manipulation of the human nervous system, parentheses, thoughts, emotions, perceptions, functioning of internal organs, or even causing the death of people at a distance. It is evident that only when masses of people's brains are controlled at a distance, the AI systems can be used to influence the outcome of elections and voter behavior by forming political opinions of voters and imposing their decision to vote for certain parties or persons. Now, this is like I have given you a stick of dynamite that should have just detonated in your consciousness and brain. And we're going to go into this more this week and tomorrow. And we're going to expose the technology already available. I've been writing about this for decades. I've been writing about the existence of this technology for decades. If you get your hands on a copy of The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Souls of Mankind in the History of the World, if you get your hands on a copy of my book, Power from On High, if you get a copy of my book, Conquering the Matrix, and some of the other books, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2, you will see that I have written extensively about AI and artificial intelligence being employed already up to speed, and that AI is already being used to control externally emotions, will, thoughts, beliefs, politics, liking or disliking of political candidates, arousing mass hatred, arousing mass fear, arousing mass hysteria. I've written about this in my books years ago. You should have gotten the books and read them, and you would have been 10 years ahead of everybody else, at minimum. Now, as I have said in the books, as I've said speaking, this mass manipulation of the human brain, the human emotions, the human intellect, human perception, all of this is doable now. All of this can be done in a wireless technology capacity. In other words, you don't need to connect electrodes to somebody's brain in order to control their brain and emotions. By simply beaming a specific electromagnetic frequency wireless signal from a satellite, by beaming an EMF frequency from a military vehicle, a jet, a plane, a drone, a satellite, through embedded subliminally through TV sets, through cell phones, through laptops, through, listen carefully, wake up, through cell towers. Say it again. You can manipulate the human mind in the most aberrant ways via cell phone technology and cell phone electromagnetic frequencies. You can control other people's minds. Millions of people's minds can be controlled through the flip of a switch when you beam a wireless EMF frequency signal at their brains and their bodies. You can control their wills, their emotions, their moods, their likes, their dislikes, their politics. You can totally dominate. You can totally take over a person's will and mind on every level. You can beam into their subconscious mind all kinds of things that their conscious mind will totally be unaware of. So they'll walk around saying everything's just great, but they will be unaware. Part of the dangerous capacity of this technology is they will be totally unaware of the fact that you can simultaneously brainwash a person in every area of their life, including their dreams. You can brainwash a person through subconscious, subliminal, wireless technology, wireless cell phone technology. You can brainwash and mind control people on a subconscious level so they're not even aware of it. So then the next thing that happens is they act out in the real world. They can, their behavior can be weird. They can do criminal activities. They can do ultra-violent, ultra-sick, ultra-depraved activities. I'm not going to spell this out for you. You're going to have to take some thinking here. Use your imagination
and think of all the evil criminal behavior. Think of all the sociopathic behavior. Think of all the psychopathic behavior that is increasing in our society. And then add to that the fact that you can program people to act out in violent sociopathic manners, gunning other people down, raping people, mass riots. Because you have now the technology available through cell phone towers that can broadcast a subliminal message of violence, sociopathic desires and actions and beliefs. You can have somebody become they will snap for no apparent reason. And then they will act it out in violent manners. And all of this can be done on a subconscious, subliminal level through all of these AI technologies and the interface of AI technologies with cell phone towers, computers, satellites, laptops, cell phones, and then the general fact that every single one of us are being literally bathed in an atmosphere of subliminal, subconscious electromagnetic frequencies that can program us to desire to do horrible, violent, cruel things, to vote for this person, to hate this person, to riot, to want to have a revolution. Do you understand what this is? Do you understand what this is in its completion? In its completion, we have right now the erection of a total electronic AI dictatorship that is all powerful. It is all powerful. And the only way you can combat it is you have to know its dynamics. You have to know how it works. And then you have to know technologically and scientifically and practically, you have to know how you can block it. You have to know how you can paralyze it. You have to know how you can override it. You have to know these things, or it will suck you into its dark satanic vortex. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are in the battle for our lives, and yet simultaneously to this monstrous demonic technology rising in power. And not only that, you have technology being embedded in people's bodies, bloodstreams, and minds. And one of the key components of these embedded technologies into the human bloodstream and body and brain is the fact that they're composed of things like graphene oxide and other materials which function like high-powered receptive antennas, or function like high-powered broadcasting antennas, cell phone style, electromagnetic frequency style. God has not left us in the last days. He has not left us helpless. He has not left us or deserted us as victims. He has not let go of the steering wheel. Jesus Christ is still sitting on the throne. And right now, at this very moment in time and history, God is downloading in the minds and the hearts of his people, his true people. All over the world, God is downloading in the hearts and minds of his true people technologies, strategies, concepts, inventions, accelerated, advanced understanding, where ordinary people who are not necessarily physicists or biologists or neuropsychiatrists or engineers that understand subliminal cell phone technology, all of a sudden, a very accelerated understanding, a very, very, very high level understanding and practical application understanding of these technologies, of these EMF frequencies, of these AI technologies, of these graphene oxide materials. All of a sudden, all over planet Earth, right now as I'm speaking to you, God is raising up. Listen to me. I'm speaking prophetically. I don't call myself a prophet, but that doesn't mean I can't speak
under the anointing of the Holy Spirit prophetically, coupled with research. God is downloading simultaneously to millions of people all over planet Earth right now all kinds of advanced technological and scientific understanding, technological and scientific antidotes for what we're being attacked with. Ordinary people who are not necessarily trained in advanced fields of engineering and science and technology and frequencies and what they call dark physics, ordinary people, housewives, truck drivers, etc., they are being downloaded and imparted with an almost instantaneous, highly advanced comprehension, understanding of these very advanced scientific and technological concepts. All of a sudden, there's a last days generation that is being given supernatural vision, supernatural knowledge, supernatural understanding into the most complex and advanced technologies known to mankind. And they didn't get it by spending 8 years getting a PhD or going to MIT. They got it like Einstein got it. Do you think Einstein got his advanced understanding through simple, you know, reading of books and the simple recitation of the laws of physics? Do you think Einstein and many of the other super geniuses of the last 200 years, like Nikola Tesla and others, do you think they just got their super knowledge and super understanding from mere study, from mere scholastic endeavors? No. Absolutely no. Nikola Tesla had no measurable high-level education, and yet Nikola Tesla literally was downloaded with information from another dimension, which gave him Tesla technology, scalar technology. In fact, Tesla invented technologies and sciences that had the power and ability to pull an unlimited source of power out of another dimension at no cost and pull that unlimited power from another dimension into our present physical Earth dimension. And that advanced Nikola Tesla technology has been suppressed for the last 70 years, but it has reemerged. And that reemergence, by the way, is an example of a divine synchronicity in which what appears to be like random events just happening because they're just happening. No, false. That's not what's happening. Behind the synchronicity, behind the downloading of advanced sciences and technologies like Tesla technology, behind all of that is the Holy Spirit of God, is God Almighty downloading through men and women, many of them ordinary men and women, advanced sciences, advanced technologies, advanced antidotes and protections against adversarial technologies. There is an underground, listen please, there's an underground global revolution happening right now. There's an underground paradigm shift happening right now all over the world. And some of you listening to me now, listening to the Paul McGuire report right now, some of you that are listening to me, you know exactly what I'm talking about because you have partaken of this. You are one of the people that God has downloaded with highly advanced understanding and technology, futuristic economics, physics, biology, neuropsychiatry, and an entire vastly wide, almost infinite spectrum of knowledge and understanding. And you didn't know what to think at first because you were a truck driver by trade, or a house painter by trade, or a housewife by trade, or a school teacher by trade. And you thought you were like going crazy or whatever. But all of a sudden, the germs of ideas, concepts, developments, technologies, sciences, they began to gestate, they began to birth in your inner man and inner woman, and you would begin to see in panoramic description, you would begin to see a neurological map projected on the imagination of your inner man or inner woman, teaching you how to invent, how to build, how to construct not only offensive technologies to beat back demonic forces, but you're being given very, very powerful defensive technologies and very, very powerful superhuman healing technologies. But you've got to stop saying in the theater of your mind, you have got to stop negating the vision the Lord has given you. You've got to stop negating and suppressing the vision, the ideas, the sciences, and the technologies that the Lord has given you. He's giving them to you for a purpose, for both offensive purposes and defensive purposes. And you, listening to me right now, if you're one of these people, and in fact, you may not even know you're one of these people. In fact, it may be dawning in the exterior of your mind right now without you fully comprehending it, because it's in its very early germination stage, but nonetheless, it's growing. It's appearing, it's projecting, and it is evidence of a biblical perspective. And the biblical perspective is that in the last days, God will give dreams and visions and other such things to his people. Well, analyze the meaning of what God is really talking about and recognize that the emergence of these visions and dreams, etc., when you read the timetable in the book of Acts, they are designed to come forward in the last days. We're going to dig deeper tomorrow. You need to spread this message far and wide. There is a spiritual, technological, scientific revolution exploding across planet Earth right now, and exploding specifically within the true, authentic, supernatural body of Christ. You need to make yourself accessible to that and quit slamming the door in God's face when he's trying to birth supernatural solutions, ideas, concepts, everything from economics to business ideas, to entrepreneurial ideas, wave after wave after wave of alternative antidotes which have the power to beat back the demonic forces. And when you begin to tap into that, the spirit of fear, which often accompanies the censorship of these ideas, that spirit of fear flees from your life, the lives of your children, and the lives of believers everywhere. The spirit of fear cannot habitate in a vessel that is filled with faith and the sanctification of the power of the Holy Spirit. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us and make sure that you step forward in faith and do exactly what it is that God is calling you to do.